the letter came in the day before our son, no, the week before our son was born, that that was it, his position was finished. So we took a few weeks after our son was born just to enjoy that time and, you know, make the most of it and get back onto the job hunt after that. So once he got back onto the job hunt, it was hundreds and hundreds of applications going to different companies and different agencies going to, they had a conference in the Beach Ballroom as well, went everywhere and nothing came out of it. Going from management positions to bar staff, there was never any responses. I think out of about 500 applications, there was one interview which was unsuccessful in the end. So after 5 months of trying, it was he managed to get a job as a delivery driver, which it worked out to 10p an hour more than minimum wage, but it was a wage coming in and it was just before Christmas too, so we were delighted. We'd moved to cheaper rented accommodation, we had sold cars and just minimalised everything as much as we could. We had Christmas coming up, something we were looking forward to. My husband then started complaining of back pain, which continued to get worse. So after many tests and doctor's appointments and scans, it was then 2 days before Christmas diagnosed with an incurable cancer. And at the time we were told we had 2 to 3 months to live. They were going to try different options and so on. Because of his age, he was only 40 at the time. So after that became unsuccessful, on Hogmanay, we were then told that his life expectation had come down to 2 to 3 days. So we tried alternative therapies, different healing, meditation. We would have tried anything, you know, just to buy us a bit more time. And all David talked about was getting back to work. He was going to get better and go back to work. And then on the 18th of January, all his organs started to fail and his body just couldn't take it anymore and he passed away. So not only were we dealing with the repercussions of all the debt, obviously, that we'd gotten into, we now had to deal with the death of my husband. He was a father to 2 kids. He had a family as well, his parents, who they all had to deal with it too. You now have all the additional expenses of funerals. I'm now the sole provider. So it was, I returned to work after 6 weeks and because I had to, more than anything, I had to make a living for the kids.
And it's obviously, you've got extreme circumstances, but I mean, if you were to lose your job, then that would really be in trouble because...
It'd be completely detrimental because I'm the sole provider. As it is, I'm so lucky that I have my parents and my in-laws as well to help out with childcare for my son. He does go to nursery as well, but they help out with my eldest son as well before and after school. And I couldn't afford to pay full-time nurseries. And obviously I have my own bills and all the responsibility is on me now. So I have to be in employment. There's no other choice.